Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time to play everyone's favorite game.
Ooh. Drunk or kid?
Drunk or kid?
Drunk or kid?
Okay, so you tell us a stupid thing you did. We try to guess if you were drunk or a kid. I feel bad about this because TAC never gets to play with the listeners.
Yeah.
Because you're the one who has to get the calls.
Mm-hmm.
So can we'll play a preliminary round with you.
Oh, thank
right?
you.
So it's like Erica and I against you for the preliminary round, and then when the listeners call in, it's Aaron, Erica, and I against each other. So basically what you're trying to do...
This is my first drunk or kid.
Okay, I know. Okay, so we'll walk you through it slowly. Like, people are going to call with a story like, oh my God, I grabbed my skateboard and got up on my roof.
Yep.
And like, oh my God, that I did that when I was a kid.
I've
also done it when I was drunk.
Right.
Right. You don't break your arm when you're drunk, oddly. You're more loose. It's funny. If you say I broke my arm after riding the skateboard, I would guess kid more often than not. Because when you're drunk, you're just like, you're like malleable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I also think when you're a kid, you're pretty malleable, but yes.
Kind of true. But you might try to save your life by putting your arms down.
Sure.
Where the drunk person, if you said you broke your face, then I think you're drunk.
Yeah.
TAC, when he answers the calls, will try to get you to like pull any of your weird little details out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also a master at like, so me and some friends were on the playground and then one of us scraped one of our faces off or whatever. You're like, oh my God, obviously it's kid because you're on a playground. But
not always.
A lot of people, you just go drink on a playground because there's nobody there.
Or you get drunk and go to the playground.
Yeah, okay. Same. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Feels less illegal.
Yep. Okay.
It's all about tricking you. Whatever I can do.
Yes. Okay. So round one here, the preseason, Aaron will supply some headlines from the news, and we will try to guess.
First one, made multiple phone calls to American hotels pretending to be an upset customer.
To American hotels? Is that a weird detail you put in there to throw everybody off?
It's a detail.
I'm going drunk.
Okay. You're not going to sound it out. You're not going to say why, what the detail in there that makes you lean towards drunk. You're just like, I'm going drunk.
I'm going kid because I think a drunk person wouldn't. This seems like a kid activity. Prank calling doesn't seem like a drunk activity.
See, and that's why I went drunk because it seems like a kid thing.
This is why, with more details than Erica had, I'm also going drunk because of the word American.
Hmm.
because it's British people in a pub and we're like all drunk.
Exactly.
And then it's like, okay, let's call some Americans and mess with them.
So you're saying drunk?
I'm saying drunk.
Okay. They were a kid.
Wow.
Love it.
And they said, Mom and Dad were not happy.
Yep. Long distance charges.
Yep.
That's a kid.
Can I ask a weird question?
Yeah.
Does that still exist?
Wow.
There's no such thing as long distance anymore.
I don't know if you called a
I think so.
No.
From a
there's like Wi-Fi and stuff and like Apple to whatever
iMessages. If you just
called
a friend in Great Britain right now, it would cost more?
I think so.
I thought that went away. I thought just phones
from a landline? I think that's where it still applies.
Really?
I'm making that up.
All right. Well, we've given you one example, and we're going to do a couple more. But real quick,
I don't
know
that I've ever scored a point before. So this is great.
Well, I'm sorry, I gave you a point, but it's only preseason. So if you want to tell your story of the stupid thing you did, and we guess if you were drunk or a kid, this is when you call 303-222-5423. You can text that line as well.
Mm-hmm. Second one: how to be driven home completely naked by my friend's parents.
Gosh, that could be.
Ooh.
You want to go first, Hack?
Yep. As a former bedwetter, this is a kid who had to leave the sleepover early. I've lived it. I believe it's a kid.
Oh. Did you write this?
Can you say the headline for us one more time?
Yeah. Had to be driven home completely naked by my friend's parents.
I don't want to say that I'm always going to go drunk. But I'm going drunk on this one.
We've all seen you.
But right, yeah, Wednesday was a journey. I'm going drunk.
It feels so drunk to me. And this is one of those things where Aaron's as conniving as T-Hack is. So I'm going to zag. I'm going reverse psychology. I'm going kid.
All right.
They were a kid, but they didn't have an act. Well, they threw up all over themselves. They didn't went to bed.
Yeah. But it still counts. That for no reason. All right.
2 points for Hack, one for Slack.
Wow.
0 points this for Erica.
Yeah,
welcome to your inaugural.
It's fine.
This is the preseason, so this doesn't count, but like your warm up is not going well.
Well, you've all played a lot more than me.
I'm just saying, the powers of deduction should. One more.
All right. I'm deciding. Sorry. My friend and I walked around a park in our underwear.
Am I going first?
Since yeah, going your turn.
Friend and I walked around. Let's see. I've done that both times.
Mm-hmm. You should be in prison.
I've done that with my kids. Here's the thing. Now, see, Erica, I'm coaching you here. Okay?
Yeah. I'm paying attention.
You. Okay. There have been two kid ones in a row.
Right.
So while your brain is like, it's probably kid, is Aaron the type of person to not vary this up on drunk or kid? And
or like, is that what she wants you to think?
Right. It's the triple reverse psychology thing. Because of the two in a row, I'm going drunk.
Okay.
Because I feel like I can't possibly go 0 for 3, I'm also going drunk.
Okay, by the way, when you call, just know that Erica's going to think you were drunk. Yeah. Because she's just got a one-track mind.
And I bet I was
right. I also want to go drunk because I feel like if they were kids, there would be parents around. It sounds like a kid thing, but I don't think it's actually a kid thing because parents would stop you from walking around in your underwear. So drunk is the only answer.
T-Hack, 3 out of 3.
3 out of 3!
I retire on top, never to return.
You three-peated. Erica with 1.
Woo!
In third
place.
She
made the board.
Yay!
This is the participation trophy generation.
Okay.
All right. So you tell us the stupid thing you did. We guess if you were drunk or a kid. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is drunk or kid. We've all done stupid things this week. And we're going to try to guess if you tell us the stupid thing you did, kind of in headline form. We'll guess if you were drunk or a kid. Erica got skunked. No, you didn't get skunked. You did get a point.
I am just a baby.
Okay. You're good. I think, do you watch murder mysteries and stuff?
No.
Oh, okay. So you're not like, I pegged you for like somebody who likes to like read a book and figure it out before and kind of thing.
Well, I love to read a book, but I like to just enjoy the journey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, I want to read into the like nuances and like, You want to go to an escape room? You'd be terrible at it, right?
Oh, I hate escape rooms.
Okay. Yeah. So you're the,
Yeah.
So you're just going to get smoked on this. So that's me against Aaron and you're just here.
And maybe I'm going to end up winning.
Okay. Mm. MJ?
Yai.
Yai.
Drunk or kid, give us your headline.
All right. We're at City Park. Me and my friends are sitting there. We're looking at this lake. We're like, oh, I want to get across. We like swim across the lake, but we take off our clothes first. We run back all the way around the lake. We pick up our clothes, and then we proceed to get back in the lake and swim across the lake with the clothes on our body.
Okay, so you got naked, swam, ran naked, and then swam with your clothes on. That's a lot of moving parts, so I know what my answer is. But Erica, oh my God, are you just sticking with it?
No, no, no. I'm going kid on this because I could never have that much energy drunk.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Thank you. And like kids have endless energy.
Okay, Aaron?
I was thinking kid because I feel like even a drunk person would know, like, I don't have to swim back in my clothes. Like, I can walk around again.
Right.
But I don't know. The energy, that got me.
It's the drunk people, if you took your clothes off first, like why would you go swim again this time with your clothes on? So I am going kid.
We're all going kid.
Did we all
know? No, I said drunk.
Oh, you said drunk. Okay.
MJ, were you drunk or a kid?
I was a little bit of both. I was like 16 and drunk. So you've gotten me there.
16 and drunk.
Okay, we're going to give everybody a point. No more hybrid ones. Thank you, MJ. Chris.
Yai.
Drunk or kid, give us your headline.
I sneezed so hard that I hit my forehead on the kitchen counter.
A sober adult.
Literally. Okay, Aaron, you want to go first on this one?
I would say a kid.
Kids are... See, Tiak is back in the room, and he knows the answers, and he's like, I'm trying to read off of his face. I just feel like, I know while little kids are kind of out of control, they still... You don't hit your face in a sneeze. That's a drunk person. That's you're just
no,
like,
you
you're
absolutely
shmammered. You said kid? Or what'd you say?
Yeah,
she said kid. Okay, kid. And I'm actually going kid as well because of the height of a kid is close to a countertop and it's less likely for you to bend your entire body and hit the counter.
So two kids and a drunk, the new sitcom starting this Wednesday. Chris, what were you, drunk or a kid?
I was actually a kid.
Yeah!
You sure you don't want to change your answer?
I'm positive.
Are you embarrassed that I'm beating you?
I don't think you're beating me. You don't have the score sheet.
I know I'm beating you right now.
Jillian? Oh, you have to push the button for Jillian first, slacker. Jillian.
Yai.
Drunk or kid, give us your headline.
Throwing up in a tent camping.
Oh my God, and it's my turn to go first?
Yeah.
Like you leave me with the least amount of information. Throwing up in a tent camping is... Oh my God, because you're just your parents aren't watching, so you eat decadent food. Like you could eat a whole thing of like cookie dough, or you're just plowed. What have I been guessing?
Start camping.
I'm gonna go throwing up in a tent. I'm gonna go kid.
I was gonna go kid, but I don't want to go the same thing as you. Because I just don't really believe in your logic. No, I'm gonna go drunk. Why not?
Okay.
I'm gonna go kid.
Somebody believes in me, Erica.
Well, she's not any longer.
Jillian, were you drunk or a kid?
It was a kid.
Nice.
What's that? What's that? Did I just tie up Erica?
You shouldn't be proud. You said I was going to get skunked.
No, I don't remember saying that. Okay, well, we got to do at least one more here. Hold on. There's something technically going on in the room. Why isn't this working? Oh, here we go.
You're so lame.
Is this a daily double?
It is.
Where that means the next one could be is worth 2 points.
Isn't Aaron winning right now?
What is the score?
It's 3 for Aaron, 2 for Erica, 2 for me.
Right.
So Aaron could have 5.
Right.
You or I could have 4.
Okay.
But this one will be the one that decides definitively the winner of Drunk or Kid. Amy?
Yay.
Drunk or Kid, give us your headline.
I peed in the cat's litter box.
This one's tough. It could be either.
Erica?
Definitely could be either. It's my turn to go first. Yeah. Okay. Peed in the cat's litter box while hilarious drunk. it's hilarious to do drunk. And it's so inquisitive to do as a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say Amy is inquisitive and I'm going to go kid.
Because here's the thing. The only way that I can win is to do the opposite of her. Because otherwise we tie.
Oh, yeah.
Like Erin right now could just take the same thing as all of us and just leave herself as the winner.
Right.
Yeah, she can just take a knee.
Yeah, she can take a knee.
No, it's a daily double. So no matter what, one of you get it and you win.
If I do the other. But I don't see, like a little kid sitting there watching the kitty go in there, mm-hmm. And it's like, well, I want to try it. Like the inquisitive is probably the answer. What I'm doing right now, Erica, is I'm hedging my bets. So when I choose drunk and I'm right, I'm just going to cheer and pretend I'm the smartest person in the world.
Right.
But if I'm wrong, I'm going to say, see, I knew, as evidenced by my thing. So even though I believe with my whole heart it's probably kid, the only way to beat you is to say she was drunk. Erin?
I'm leaning towards kid too.
Which means Erin could still beat me and you could be happy.
Erin will be 5, Erica 4, and I'll be stuck at 2, or I will be the winner at 4 points when Amy says the word drunk. Were you drunk or a kid?
Drunk.
Oh! Yes! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Who's ready to rage? Huh?
Yeah.
We gonna rage? Sorry, that was me stalling to get the music ready.
News! News!
No! No!
News!
No!
News!
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
News or nope? News of the day. You never hear anything real here except this.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program. Today is a very important day. It is International Harry Potter Day because on this day in 1998 was the Battle of Hogwarts. There you go.
Oh.
As someone with a Harry Potter tattoo, tattoos are on the rise, or like the attitudes of tattoos we've seen. They're more acceptable. But also...
Wait, are you combining more than one story?
I am.
You only get to do one thing. Wait, are you doing tattoo?
Contradicting tattoo removals are also on the rise.
You're supposed to be doing one thing
here. All of the above, because I don't know which one's which. It's good and bad.
And she wanted to make sure you knew about Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the Harry Potter thing was just you sneaking one past the goalie?
Yeah.
That's not how this works, Erin. You pick one thing.
I did it.
Nope.
Text in if you have a Harry Potter tattoo.
What do you have, the Deathly Hallows?
No, it's the 3 stars from the books. Each page
of the
books.
Oh, the thing up in the corner. Yeah.
Oh, cute. Okay. Good evening. I'm going to go before T-Hack because Slacker's not going to like this story, I don't think. We finally know, does Travis Kelce have a hair transplant?
Wait, that's a thing? People are actually asking that?
Because remember, he used to be like very shaved and now suddenly he's got a lot of hair. It kind of, Slacker, would be like if you showed up someday suddenly with sprouting locks.
Can I ask you a question?
Have you seen him, his old photos?
No. Long hair?
Long, curly, like wild.
And shaved because you started losing it or shaved because you didn't?
Shaved because I started losing it. As soon as I decided, had like a dime back there, I never wanted to be the comb over guy.
Right.
At all. But like, I have had offers from different people.
Oh, I'm sure.
And like, not just like weird snake oil salesman, but like one of the top estheticians in town, Jack Zamora, like was like, let me microneedle your head and inject stem cells. He's like, it's not even a weird thing. He's like, if your hair follicles still work, they'll like turn back on and you'll have hair again. But this is kind of who I am now.
It is.
Is it not?
It is. I can't imagine you with hair.
It is, and it's good, but you are not receding. You have just a small spot. We've talked
about
this.
It's not small anymore, Hack.
But it's pretty just big. It's like
turn around. Let me see.
It's pretty big. Well, I just shaved, so.
But no, I can kind of see it.
Okay.
It would be a lot.
But I mean, should I get it back? Should I Travis Kelce this? Or
We don't know about Travis Kelce.
I will say this. Let's talk about this. Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, he absolutely did.
He claims he didn't.
I don't think Travis did. Looking at old pictures, I don't think he did.
Well, his barber says, nah, not at all, man.
We don't normally do the impersonations in News or Nope, but I'd like to hear that one again. No. I'd like to hear
the exact quote.
Yeah, no, that's
nah, not at all, man. That's a full head of hair right there.
That's the official statement. Like, Hack, you have a full head of hair. And before you decided to grow it out, I imagine every once in a while, boys just sometimes go like, screw it, I'm going to G.I. Joe it. And you just shave your head.
Because
it's kind of cool. You're like, it's summer, and I'm going to be outside. And like,
yeah, buzz cut for sure.
I feel like Travis Kelce is the quintessential little boy who just occasionally just shaved his head.
Yeah, and then Taylor Swift came along and said, I prefer you with longer hair, and 100%. That was that.
And if you get to sleep with Taylor Swift, you're like, what do I got to do to make that frequency go up? You want my hair longer? 100% I will grow my hair.
Something tells me you would not be attracted to her. Exactly.
Well, she's so tall. I think she's gorgeous.
But she's too tall for you.
You think she's attractive, but you're not attracted to her.
Yeah. When I met her, like, she's in, like, me in Air Force Ones, what are the tallest Air Force Ones?
Mm-hmm.
Her flat-footed, she's taller than me.
For sure.
Yeah.
She's wearing heels, and then you're standing next to her, and you're taking a picture, and you're like, please, God, my hand is by your butt, but I am not the DJ in Denver who touches your butt.
Right.
I'm not the one who, but like, I think she's, it sounds weird to say this, I think she was prettier. Like when she was country with kind of the curly hair, I loved that.
So you thought she was prettier when she was like 16?
I knew.
So was Travis, though.
Good evening, Hack.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A story you're going to love, boss. Top Golf is back with a new idea. They're taking on billiards now. Kind of the same concept of you rent your own little table and
I love eat, this.
Drink and yeah.
Play billiards. Yeah, instead they're of golf. Called pool halls and they already exist.
I don't want to pay $140 to pay
correct.
To play
pool. It's a new concept. It's called Pool House. There's a place called Basketball Social House.
Yeah.
Is around that I haven't been to. I've heard good things though that it's like Top Golf, but with basketball hoops.
Yeah.
So you like rent a hoop and you kind of eat snacks and shoot.
Are you playing like full body basketball?
No,
are
you're just kind of
sweaty or you're just doing the little. Yeah. Okay.
I wanted to have my birthday party there, but. I
mean,
the look you're giving me now tells me I was right to not have it.
You would go to this pool thing? You'd go to the basketball thing?
I would. The basketball thing for sure. Absolutely.
Wait, do you hate Top Golf?
There's only one good thing about Top Golf. You get these. Oh, God. Erin probably can't have them because she's a GF kid.
Are you talking about the donuts?
God.
I've never had those. I take the syringes and I just squirt them into my mouth.
Oh, that's interesting.
It gets your kids used to doing heroin. They're little donuts, and then you inject the donuts
with jelly or chocolate or
custard.
Yeah, I've seen them because I frequent Top Golf.
Oh.
I like golf and I like drinking.
All right. Well, we're going to basketball social later tonight for T-Hack's birthday.
Aww.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is feel good.
Hold on. No, I'm not ready.
The tradition continues. Erin never knows when it's Feel Good Friday. We, as a show, are fairly flippin' negative. It's not on purpose. We're just glass half empty kind of people.
Yeah.
I think Erica's going to move that curve for us a little bit.
Which I am excited about, truly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's all right.
Hack. It's Feel Good Friday.
You're right.
It is.
Erica.
I got a thumbs up and a silent nod. I think this man hates me.
I don't. I know that he hates me.
Perfect.
Okay, here's what we do. So we did give Erica a little bit of a heads up that you had to find a story that is good.
Like, it makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And normally what happens here, we don't have a ton of time to do this, so we won't get to four different stories. We try to steal each other's story. We go out and look for the most tear-jerkery story.
Yeah.
We're going to let you go first this time in case you've got one that really, really
I'm
gets
not
it
feeling that this is the most tear-jerkery story
doesn't have to be
out there.
Okay. Yeah. Still feel good.
But I do think it feels really good. Okay, anyway.
Is this why your mom stopped listening?
Okay. Okay, so I think that this is something that should come to the Denver area.
Okay.
This is happening in London right now.
Oh, it's not that one. We're not doing that
hold
one?
On. No, we're not doing that.
I have a story that comes from London. Okay, hold on.
If she's got it down.
Erica, I'm excited that you're here. Tread carefully.
Okay, so there is a new trend happening, and they're called happy to talk benches. Is this
okay,
your story?
It's not. No. It's not. We're good. Woo, you can stay.
An artist who's benches? On the autism spectrum created these benches, and they have like a little plaque on them that say happy to talk. And they were quoted saying, with all those lonely people out there, I felt it was important to do something about it. So if you're like in a park and you like would be down to talk to someone, you can sit there and let someone come and sit
with
you.
Oh my God, I love that.
Isn't that sweet?
This is adjacent, and I swear I'm not being creepy, but there's like all the parties now where it's like, if you have a red cup, it's like, don't talk to me.
Taken.
You get a green cup, whatever. I love that. Because like,
yeah.
If there's a, I don't want to talk bench, that's great. All benches are, I don't want to talk.
Mm-hmm. But if you want to talk... And then if you see someone on it, you should probably sit down and talk to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Because there's sometimes like an old man.
We could make this happen here.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we all good people.
Do not start talking about lonely old people.
Why? Is that your trigger?
I will not make it.
Oh, we found a trigger. Look, she's got a little bit of moisture going there.
I can't.
It's something, you know, there's something tragic about it.
If they're eating alone.
Would you ever go sit with them?
You know, I like in the grocery store or something, I'll offer to help or whatever, and often I get turned down.
Cause you come off a little strong.
I'm like, I don't know where that voice came from. I'm so sorry.
My God.
But I don't know. I don't know if I've ever like gone up in a restaurant and been like, could I sit with you? But maybe I should start.
You should.
Yeah.
I don't want to cry in front of them though.
Well, no, do you want some company? Let's chat. Let's eat together. What do you recommend? How often are you here?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll try it out.
All right. You're off.
How often are you at the Wendy's? I'm here every day.
Here's the thing, because you guys have stolen my story the last couple weeks. I'm going next.
Is your story
from London?
My story, I chose it almost specifically because of the love in this room that most of us have.
Everyone but you.
No, everyone but T-Hack.
Oh. Oh, okay.
But it's got a little T-Hack in it as well.
Oh.
It's a story about a dog. But it's also a story about Texas Roadhouse.
What? What? Okay, now I'm conflicted. Mm-hmm. You always pick dog stories.
There's a Texas Roadhouse in Pennsylvania that received a call from a customer ordering an 8-ounce New York strip steak, steak fries, mashed potatoes, and fresh baked bread.
I know where this is.
It's a good order.
Yeah.
This, the man explained, is the last meal for my dog.
Wow. Mm. Oh my gosh.
He ordered his dog's last meal from Texas Roadhouse. Texas Roadhouse went above and beyond, made the steak perfectly, comped the meal.
Wow.
Are you gonna cry?
It until you've made the call to put your dog down,
it's a weird call.
It's the worst thing in the world. Imagine this guy going to the restaurant and they're like, it's on us, bro.
Mm.
So
shout out Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, I love it.
Talk about you. It's your turn. Go ahead. Talk about their honey butter or whatever it is.
Cinnamon butter. Cinnamon butter is very good. Can a dog eat cinnamon?
Well, I think a
dog. Does anybody want to do one more story so we don't end on my cry note?
We can let Aaron go because mine's also from the UK.
Oh.
So let.
Mine is about a Londoner who a few years ago, he was shot in the back and was told by doctors he will never be able to walk again. But this past weekend was the London Marathon and he successfully completed it.
Ooh.
On his legs with the help of his brother and his physiotherapist that he met during his first 3 months of treatment.
He
did it.
Physically did
he was able to walk
He had a couple of crutches to help, but he did it.
Wow.
Was that your story?
He chose to run a marathon instead of go to Texas Roadhouse.
Oh my God.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105. Nine. We need to talk about kids. We want to do kids say weird, gross, disturbing,
weird,
inappropriate
just weird things. Sure.
And I'm not sure. Am I allowed to do this, Aaron? Because like you started it. You were just saying.
Oh. I was like, I did not start what you were trying to avoid.
No. I wasn't trying to say. Oh, kids say that.
Yeah.
Can we really not say that sentence anymore because of that? That was a phrase forever.
Yeah, but he's a bad guy.
Okay. All right. So kids say weird things. Weird, yeah. Creepy things kids have said to you. I don't want to put anybody in a weird spot.
Here I am.
Okay. It's already in the weird spot.
Present.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything else.
No, it's fine. My nephew Patrick. So if you guys don't know, my sister passed away last year. My nephew Patrick, last night, we were just sitting at the kitchen island playing with squishies, which are just like, we have this giant box of just like tiny little squishy toys. That's okay. All. And he was just like,
dog?
No, they're just like kind of like gooey toys. They're like,
do their face get big when you squish it or something?
No, not that kind.
Okay.
Anyways,
they're like soothing though, probably.
A little, but like he also just, balls. They're all like little animals, whatever.
Okay.
So he's just sitting there playing with them and he goes, I want to go to heaven to see mom. And me and my dark humor, I'm like, you can't say that yet. Like, only I'm allowed to make those jokes.
Right. Have you ever made that joke in front of him?
I don't know.
What I'm saying is this Aaron's fault? No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
No, because he does go to therapy and like they talk about it. So
and
like,
he's how old?
He is 5.
Okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't creepy, but it was out of pocket, just like out of the blue. I literally looked at my brother-in-law and I was like, huh? What?
How does I respond to that?
Because there is like, there's an element, like when we've talked to people about weird things kids have said before, like, I don't want to be even more weird, but like people have gone like, grandpa comes and sees me every night.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm sorry? It's like, yeah, he always smells like that pipe. And you're like,
how do you
and
know
like,
that?
And this is like a kid who didn't meet grandpa.
Wow.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
I love and they're
like,
stories.
Wait, the pipe?
Yeah.
Thing? Like what? So, and then how do you, like your dad did smell like a pipe? And like, what would you, if your kid was, the one I remember the most is his family moved into a house with like the backyard was all finished and cool. And there was a tetherball thing in the back.
Okay.
And the kid would just be out there playing tetherball or whatever. And then he suddenly had an imaginary friend and was like, Stephanie plays tetherball with me, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, great, Stephanie. Whatever. And then they were telling the neighbor, well, if you ever hear our son out there goofing around, he plays tetherball with Stephanie. And their face went white. And they're like,
that was our daughter who passed.
No, it was the daughter who passed who was were the previous owners who was strangled by the tetherball.
Oh! Mm.
Yeah.
No.
Because you hit the ball and around the neck and like it can happen.
You just gave me reason to never have tetherball in my home.
I always wanted a tetherball in my house until that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think tetherball is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
But
not anymore.
Anyway, can we make Aaron's and mine, no, we have to open it up to everything.
What?
But I just don't want them all to be dead people.
Yeah. Not
so
like
I have a not creepy thing.
Okay,
let's hear it.
A hilarious thing a kid said.
Okay.
All right. I have a very close friend who has a now 7-year-old.
Okay.
That 7-year-old turned to her mom and said, when I'm older, I want to be single like Aunt Erica. Because until I met my fiance,
boy.
I was single. Like, single as it gets. She was about 5 when she said this.
So she had... She wanted to be
She
in
was
her-
like, I see that mom and dad are married. I see other friends who come over, come with their husbands. And you know what? That Aunt Erica, she is just always alone.
That's kind of a compliment.
It was very sweet. Yeah. It was because she was in her, like, I don't like boys phase. You know, like the phase where they're like, boys have booties.
No, that's good. But you weren't bringing different men around. She wasn't saying, I want to model my aunt's trampy behavior.
I definitely brought boys around occasionally, but no. I think she was saying she wants to be single. She doesn't want to have to be married.
Yeah. Love
so
that.
So it's real sad. I want to be a spinstress like my aunt.
Yes.
That's one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
Okay.
Here's the thing. We'll take sad.
Yeah.
We'll take death.
Wait, that was funny, guys.
No, that was funny.
Yeah, that's not sad.
We just want to hear the weird things your kids have said. 303-222-5423. You can call. You can text.
There was one time we were at the store and my daughter, there was like an older man in the store too. And my daughter pointed and said, Grandpa. And we were like, oh, no, that's not, it's not Grandpa. And she said, Belly.
Oh.
Wait, like, as in Grandpa has a belly?
Like, yeah, like, are you not seeing it? Like, that's clearly, right, like, that's clearly Grandpa. And we're like, and the guy kind of heard too. And we're like, oh, sir, sorry. Sorry. I mean, you do have a belly, but sorry.
Yeah. Do you remember? I didn't want to tell this, but now you've forced it.
What?
My son was so into Mighty Machines.
Oh, were your kid,
Leo, into it?
Mm-hmm.
What are Mighty Machines?
Yeah, what is that?
It's a show. Patrick wasn't into it. It's a show. It's called Mighty Machines. And it's like, this week is like a construction site. So it's just giant excavators digging.
Oh, okay.
And it's just, there's like, and the guy narrates and goes, the excavator's making a hole. So they, whatever. And then it's like garbage trucks. We've talked about it.
Yep, yep.
So obsessed with garbage trucks when he was a little kid. But what he learned, what we had to watch during the show was, when really big vehicles back up, they go,
yeah.
Great. We're at the grocery store waiting in line, and we're in a packed line, and a larger woman decided she wanted to get out of the line, and she started to back up in front of us, he just goes instinctively,
oh my gosh.
No.
And she turned around and just shot daggers directly into his eyes. And I'm like,
wait.
It's a safety protocol.
It's a larger vehicle. You gotta.
Do those things not have a boop, boop, boop on them?
No.
I definitely always thought they did.
What though? Like, she wasn't a rascal.
She wasn't in a thing.
No, no.
Yeah.
She was just a large woman pulling her cart back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so much worse.
It's considerably worse. Yeah.
No,
she was just big.
Boop
I thought there was a boop boop.
If there had been
that
bad, then he would have just booping along and that would have been fine.
Right.
But he booped. He was like, for safety's sake, we got to get some people out. Everyone needs to know this
heart,
woman
helmets,
needs.
Come on.
He threw a hard hat on. He did. Oh. All right. If you've got a kid or you were a kid or you know a kid who said the weirdest thing, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about the things that kids say that are mean, hurtful, creepy, macabre.
Funny.
Odd.
Jill?
Yay.
Kids say weird stuff. What do you got?
So my daughter, she lost a tooth once, and the next morning, Mom, I saw the tooth, and I'm like, you did?
She saw the, I'm sorry, your phone broke up. You said she saw the tooth fairy?
Yes, and I said, you did? And she said, yes, she looked just like you, only prettier.
Oh.
So yeah, very humbling.
That is.
That's an esteemed position. I can't compete with that.
I got a tooth that's bothering me. I'm going to see if I can't lure that one into my room tonight.
Weird.
It is weird to set a trap for the tooth fairy.
Like, no, you just like hit on that woman, but also the prettier version of her.
Yeah, I want to see the prettier version. Chris?
Yay.
Kids and the weird stuff they say.
So my daughter was 5. And I was using the restroom, and it was that time of month.
Okay.
And she walked in and saw the aftermath of everything. And
carnage.
She totally freaked out and says, "Mom, stay right there. I'll get you the Neosporin and a Band-Aid."
Oh, that's so cute.
Sweet. Does that work?
No.
Bring the box.
Do you see the hatred that Erica has?
You called it carnage.
Imagine to a 5-year-old. Yeah. What is that?
And what about to you?
I don't think it's carnage.
Okay.
But I am getting Neosporin and bandages just in case. Julie!
Yay!
Kids say weird stuff.
Yeah, I'm a school teacher, so I hear weird stuff all the time.
This happened
today. We were studying the country of Italy. We're at the end of our study, so I was bringing in Italian food for kids to sample. We had lasagna and gelato, and a kid ate some lasagna, and he goes, "Lasagna's really good. I finally get what Garfield was talking about."
That's cute.
Wait, how old are these kids?
Pretty funny. Pardon?
How old are these kids?
This kid was in 4th grade, so he was about 9 years old.
That is so cute.
I'm like, even 4th grade's adjacent to that. That felt like a kindergarten thing to say.
No, it's still cute. They're young. They're innocent.
No, when did I lose my innocence?
Pretty cute. I liked any new Garfield.
Yeah, me too. That's kind of throwback.
Start sleeping in a box now, like Garfield always did.
Thank you, Julie. Lee?
Yay.
Kids say weird crap.
Yeah, my nephew come up to me and goes, "Uncle Lee, you drive me crazy."
I love the honesty. Yeah. Direct?
Do you?
I hadn't seen him in like a month or so.
I bet there was a reason.
Right, thank you, Lee. I love him. He can come back anytime.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
D?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kids say weird stuff.
Yeah, my daughter, when my husband died, we were donating his eyes, and she was like, "I don't know why. He was blind as a bat," and we all laughed. It was awesome.
Oh. Good luck to the next person.
Oh my God. Are we supposed to laugh? What do you want us to do?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Like laugh or you're going to cry kind of thing.
You're right.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Cute.
That is the cutest thing. All right. Thank you, D. How many more? Because I'm starting to feel weird about it. Stephanie?
Yay.
Kids say weird crap. What do you got?
Yes, so my former sister-in-law has a very pronounced double chin, and my nephew was about 5, and we were in the back of the car, and he goes, "Aunt Steffi, you look like Sleeping Beauty, and Aunt Sarah, you're bloop," and he took his finger and, like, blooped their double chin.
Oh, my gosh.
I can tell you one thing right now. That would be the end of everything for me.
Yeah. Choke the kid out, and then...
Oh, my gosh.
I would be gone.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This is really awkward to do. I can't decide if I'm upset with two of the people in the room or I respect the decision they've made. Erica?
Yep, I had a feeling.
As the newcomer?
Yeah.
You're off the hook.
Oh!
No!
Booyah!
No!
Booyah! Like the wrath of Slacker is something that is feared by many.
I feel like we've been fighting a lot this week.
We kind of have fought.
Yeah.
We've got a little sibling thing going on here.
Right.
Tiak and Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When Aaron makes the decision one day to actually cleanse her hair and we all jump and go, "God, your hair looks great today." We've had this discussion on the show before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. multiple times.
Like when she actually washes it?
I'm trying to be mean to her sort of right now, but it's like when somebody comes in with a haircut, you got to be like, "Oh my God, great haircut."
Okay.
You have to.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a race to be first.
Yeah. Yep. Got it. Okay.
Our boss had one last week and I hit him with it.
Yeah, you were 2 days late. He got it on Friday. You said it on Monday.
Yeah, you were a little late on that. But I also was reluctant to tell him because I didn't think it was that good of a haircut and I wasn't sure if he liked it.
That's when you just go, haircut. Yeah. No good, no bad.
Yeah, you
just
don't want to say it's
just
good.
Just point it out.
You just go like, yep.
I noticed.
Yep.
So if you guys ever look at me and go, haircut. I know that something bad has happened.
No, because it can be good. Oh, just haircut.
Yeah, if you say just haircut, like that means Aaron's like, Erica, your hair looks all right.
Well, no, I just think I don't. What do you say to a girl if, like Tiak? You like not somebody you're sleeping with.
Okay.
So that'd be Erica and Aaron in this room. Like, who do you, would you go like, your hair looks really great? Like, what are the words you would say?
I would say, did you change your hair? Did you get it cut? And then they go, oh no, or yes, or like, no, I just washed it. And then you go.
So you ask, you don't point out.
And then every time
you go. Because him asking is pointing it out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And every time you follow up with, looks great.
Oh, okay.
No matter what they say. Did you do something different? I washed it. Looks great. I cut it.
That's what looks happens great with Aaron. Because we'd always go like, oh my God, you cut your hair? And she's like, no, I just cleaned it.
Right. She's like, I washed it and styled it. Yeah. Okay.
Which leads us to believe there are weeks and weeks at a time where she has zero personal hygiene regimen. That's whatsoever.
I still shower. I just don't wash my hair every shower.
Okay. Which you've now taught my daughter the dry shampoo thing.
It's good for your hair.
Okay. Well, and so the reason this comes up on the show often is like if I shave my head or whatever, like
we all
have to trip over when TX like, oh, look what he did. He cut his hair. Yay. And like nobody says anything nice to me ever about my personal appearance ever. Like never, ever.
Is this why you're upset?
It's kind of why I'm upset.
Okay.
So then.
I'm not noticing a beard trimming.
Here's the thing.
Look newly shaved.
Okay, so then maybe I'm not as mad at you, but I'm still a little mad at you. Anything you want to say. So here's what I'm doing. Our boss, when he got that haircut, I'm glad you brought this up. I was worried because I'm like, oof, that looks like your mom was over and she was like, well, I'm going to cut your hair like I used to. And you're like, oh God. And she put the bowl on your head and went, and you're like, oh crap. And you got a bad haircut. So it's like, do I point out that he got a bad haircut?
No.
But you still should recognize that he did get a haircut. Right? You got to say, good, like you said, haircut. Mom was in town.
It's almost like slug bug, you know? Yeah. Just haircut.
Okay. So I didn't know if the personal change I made, you guys noticed it and were like, don't say anything.
Eyebrows?
Oh, God. So now I don't like this game and need to stop.
Stand up. Let me see.
I think your mustache looks very trimmed. I think it looks very nicely above your lip line.
Oh, that's a normal thing, okay?
Okay.
Your back? Is it whack?
I did trim my back hair with a rusty tuna can lid. Nope. That's not it.
I don't have a clue.
No earrings. He didn't put those back in.
I did not even want to.
Your beard faded up into your. Into
did you
the
get
side?
Your teeth whitened?
No. Okay, here's the thing. You don't have to know this because you like just got here.
Right.
But like,
I'm trying to help them at this point.
Okay. I don't like saying this on the air because I don't want anybody to notice it. But since you guys haven't said anything in a solid week, it's kind of making me mad. I have been slowly but surely darkening my beard.
Wow, no way.
Really?
I didn't want to go all the way James Harden all at once. So there's still gray in it.
Smart.
Oh, but it used to be more gray.
It was more like blonde.
It's blonde, it's gray, and it's red, and it's brown. So the longer I grow my beard, the more that you can see the browns.
Yeah.
And now some of the reds and blondes are not red and brown. The grays are still kind of gray.
Which, honestly, keep the gray.
Yeah, this product you're supposed to put in for like 20 minutes. I put it in for 5. I'm like, no, I do not want to look like a freak who did.
Yep.
But
then we would have noticed.
Right.
I would say this means you did it right. If they didn't notice, that's a good thing for you. If they immediately said your beard's dark, bad.
But Erica, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I have spent the whole week thinking they thought that.
Oh.
This whole week I'm like going, it's. Aaron, you cut up our videos.
Yeah.
Like, go look at my face last week. And I'm like, Aaron has to know, and she must hate it.
No.
I've been so insecure all.
God.
It's.
Oh my gosh.
I legitimately thought
this
you guys weren't saying
anything.
No,
this honestly means that you did such a good job.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I'm mad at myself.
Yeah.
But you can tell now.
Not really. No. Maybe do 7 minutes. Darken a little more.
No, no.
All right. We'll put up a before and after pick and take a vote if I should keep doing this, because this crap is really expensive. But just, Erica, stop staring.
I like staring at your beard, and I just can't imagine it lighter.
Just, all right. I'm just going to end this right now. Yeah. If you've seen pictures and you've noticed it, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This weekend is...
There's a lot.
It's so much.
So much.
Like, we're all going to be... If you haven't bought tickets for this, oh man, this is a tough sell right now.
Yeah.
If you don't like sports, but you do like beefcake men.
Yeah.
And women. Mm-hmm. And dogs.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we should call the dogs beefcake.
They're beefcake.
They're beautiful.
They're fire dogs. They're beefcakey. Yeah.
Okay. I think they want to eat beefcake.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
beef?
What's it called?
Colorado Firefighter Calendar Tryouts.
It's a lot of words.
At RealWorks.
And do we have we've put it up on the socials, yep. Like how to get totally. The tickets. So that's one thing that's happening tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. We will all be there.
Literally all of us. You can meet the fiance of Erica.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
AHAC will be there.
She will. Yeah.
Are you bringing your boyfriend?
No.
Oh boy.
Ooh. There's like a big birthday bash. Oh. That, yeah.
Slacker, are you bringing anyone?
No.
Just checking.
I am bringing someone.
Who?
Your fiance, who likes me.
No, almost he does. Did he give you a nice diamond ring? Not yet.
Because he had already given one to you. Otherwise, he would have done it.
Okay.
So there's that. There's the Avs,
mm-hmm.
who are...
Game 7. Let's go.
But it's in Dallas.
I know. That's okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. What round are we in?
This is the first round of the playoffs for both the Nuggets and the Avs.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. That makes it easy.
Which is insane that they're just exactly the same time. Yeah. Insane. Like
this sucks so bad.
NHL,
spread them out.
NBA, just stagger them a little.
Please.
I don't get that. Sorry.
Sorry, my computer's making sounds. Are you into sports, Erica?
No, I am. I just, I'm new to town, so I'm new to the Avs.
Are you a turncoat?
Like, am I a what?
Turncoat. Like, who's
Don't
your
call
team?
Me that.
Who's your team?
Okay, so maybe I am a turncoat.
Because, now you live here. Are you going to be a Broncos fan, or are you still a insert name of some team?
49ers, kind of, but also Lions, because my fiance is a Lions fan, and they're very fun to watch. But I will be a Broncos fan when they're not playing either of those two teams.
So kind of a turncoat.
Yeah.
Partial turncoat.
Yeah.
Do you have a hockey team?
Sharks. So bad. They're so bad. So, yes, I will root for the Avs.
And then a basketball team?
Never cared about the Warriors. I'm from the Bay, clearly.
I was like, what's going on here? I thought you just came from...
I've moved a lot.
Okay.
So I don't really have a basketball team, so I'm open to being a Nuggets fan.
Okay. Mm. You should be.
Good choice.
Perfect. Thank you.
It's a great bandwagon, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to jump on one. Other things. So we've covered the sports teams. For some reason, even though tomorrow is Tres de Mayo, Denver's going to take its opportunity to just get smashed tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo.
Yep.
Okay.
Because, if you go downtown tomorrow, there will be Cinco de Mayo celebrations, for sure.
Because you can't do it after the fact. You can't do it on the 10th. You got to do it on the 3rd.
The company you work for, Audacity, we're having our party on the 7th.
I didn't want to. It came out of my mouth, but I hoped you wouldn't bring that up.
We're so dumb. Yeah. We're dumb.
Why are we not doing it on the
5th? I don't, because it's Monday and people don't want a day drink on
Monday.
And
we require everyone to come in on Wednesdays.
That's what it is. Okay.
Oh my God, that's really what it is.
Yeah, of course.
So it's an extra reward.
Yep.
Got it.
And there's also the Derby.
That was my next thing.
Yeah.
So if you go downtown at all, you're going to be involved in the Nuggets. You're going to be involved in Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be involved in... the Derby.
Mm-hmm. And what you should be involved in is the firefighter calendar trial.
You should be. So get your tickets. There's links to them. Here's what I've got for the room. I'd like to play a game. I can't decide what to call it. Either steed or stripper.
What?
Oh, horse or... Okay.
Oh.
Horse or nay.
Oh, wait. I love
or nay.
This.
Okay. So in honor of the Derby, I have some names... And you guys play. I have written down, I have a little chart with Erica Aaron T. Hack.
Okay.
And we're going to see who gets the most right. You can all guess on these.
Okay. Oh, I'm nervous.
Is this a horse?
Are these current horses in this? Okay.
Oh. If it's current, one of you degenerate gamblers might have already looked at charts or something.
T-Hack?
I mean, or just
he's
you
the
just
least
might
likely
know.
To gamble.
Yeah. I'm too much of a hoarder. I wouldn't blow my money like that.
Here we go. Winnie Houston.
I'm going stripper.
I was thinking stripper too.
Hack.
I'll go horse.
It is 1 point each for Erica and Aaron. Winnie Houston.
Yeah, it's funny. That's what horse names are. They're just like bad
horse
jokes.
Horse names are weirder though.
Stripper names aren't puns.
Okay. Here we go. You ready? Sir Gallops a Lot.
That's not a horse name. We got problems.
Gotta be a horse.
Yeah, I guess horse as well.
Yeah, I'm saying horse.
I'll go horse too.
It is not a horse.
What?
Sorry.
It's a male stripper?
Yep.
I guess I forgot about the men.
That's not his name. That has to be the nickname.
Well, the horse is not his name either.
It would be. No, it's not.
That is the horse's name.
It's the name somebody gave him. It's his professional.
The horse didn't name itself.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Can I give you guys a little thing, a little tidbit, a little behind the scenes trivia? My name is not Slacker.
Oh, okay.
What? That's not your real name? What?
But did the horse's parent give them a name and then you're saying that this other name is not their name?
Kind of. It's the name they like. I bet you horse parents go, and it's like, that's me.
So is my dog's name not his name?
Probably not. Because
too much.
Mama dog probably a couple times. Okay.
Okay.
Tricky Trixie.
Horse.
Trixie. That's my drunk alter ego. I'm going to say by process of elimination, horse.
Stripper for me.
There's a couple things going on here, Hack. Because I know the answers, you're playing for the men.
Okay.
And you're getting skunked.
Yeah.
They each have two.
They know a lot more strippers than I do.
All right, I want to do a couple more. Rock Hard 10.
Horse.
Hack you.
I'm so sorry.
Hard 10.
I'll go stripper.
Okay. And Eric.
I've actually booked him before. So I'll go.
Stripper?
We finally have a clear winner, so I'm going to stop the contest now. That's a horse.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. I was thinking about you guys in the shower yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Same.
We're on the air.
Yeah. Well, because
what are you doing?
I have to be honest.
Did you pee in the shower?
I always do that.
Did you brush your teeth in the shower?
No, I don't do that.
Did you cut your fingernails in the shower?
No, I don't do that.
I do all those things, by the way.
You cut your fingernails in the shower?
Yeah, it's a great place to get everything done. Everything just goes down the drain. You can do whatever you need. Short of pooping, I do everything in the shower.
Oh my God.
And it's not for lack of trying.
Yeah, you just have to, it's just like it's like the Play-Doh Magic Factory pasta maker.
Too far.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. Okay. If not for those reasons.
Well, a couple weeks ago, T-Hack had brought on air the fact that he thinks that it's a female thing to love scalding hot water in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
And now that we have Erica, I wanted to get her opinion on water temperature in the shower.
Scalding.
Because I have a what is it called?
Eczema.
A thermometer?
No, a theory. I have a theory. I'm stuffy.
Do you love that I just went for like some sort of medical malady?
What is your theory?
Yeah.
I think that shower times and like bath, that's relaxing for women. So just like a hot tub, you want it to be hot.
Okay.
Showers for men are like business. You get in, you wash yourself, you get out.
You apparently do 97 things like Slacker
does. I get everything done.
Except...
It's a to-do list. It's on the checklist, whereas for women, it's relax.
Okay.
You're relaxing. Not doing anything. You can't relax while you're standing.
You can.
Okay. I'm concerned for you because I feel like that's like a really bold statement.
No, but I mean like a real relaxing. I'm just picturing the like Calgon or whatever, like the commercial with a lady laying in a bathtub with the bubbles and the and the lily flowers laying, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the cat? I don't even know what, never mind. It's an old commercial. It was like, Calgon, take me away. And she just lays there in a tub and like, ooh, or all of her hairs okay. and float away. Mm-hmm. Like, well, a bath bomb.
That doesn't matter. My answer is yes, I want scalding wow. hot water.
See? Okay.
And if I ever maybe have perhaps showered with someone, it is problematic that I want the water so hot.
Mm, yep. Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. This is.
T-Hat knows what I'm talking about.
It's never been reversed.
Hold on.
It's lava.
Hold on.
Or normal.
And but normal is too cold for us.
Lava
women.
Or male.
the two there sides. We go.
But you don't want cold. If you're showering with someone, you don't want cold water.
Well, that's one way to really ruin the mood, huh?
But you're saying the hot water ruins the mood? Or
I'm
they
saying
just don't
the
like
hot
it?
Water is too hot for him.
Yes, really? I agree.
Because women shower in scalding water, okay. as Aaron's original mm-hmm. point.
Yeah. I can barely get under it. I'm
Are
with
you being
you.
Serious?
Yes, yes. It's too hot. It's lava.
So do you think... This is a thing that's been said for years.
Lava.
Like, I don't believe... No, God, I'm going to get in so much trouble if I finish this sentence. Let's take a break. We'll come back.
What?
Do you think women's pain tolerance is higher than men's? Because I don't.
Yes. I don't. We give birth to human beings. And every single month, we feel like our body's being ripped apart.
But we would get used to it, too.
You would
okay,
not.
So I'll even take that out. Like, because that's one thing you guys won't experience.
Right.
It's hard to compare.
Okay.
Let's just talk about a normal cold. You had tooth pain and you almost called
Aaron?
Out? What?
She's right.
What?
It's not a little.
I'll fight this. I don't. I never call out. Even if I'm sick, I don't. So.
But who handles sickness
so
better?
So I am a woman.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Have you ever seen... I'm so sorry.
Why?
Your shoulder shrug was legendary just now. Oh, okay. Are we? Okay.
Are you good?
I think so. I don't think so.
No, he's not.
Gwyneth Paltrow suggests you buy your mom a Bob, a battery operated boyfriend. She's selling one. She's selling some big.
Who has ever called it a Bob?
We call it a Bob. It's like on the show how we don't say the S word. We say relations.
Yeah.
It's like what other word? It's like okay. It feels weird.
I'll be honest. I've never needed a replacement for that word so often that I have one ready to go. So.
What does that
Welcome
say about
to the
you?
Show.
You're going to need one now.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ever going to take advice from Gwyneth Paltrow, just in general. So.
But your mom's a woman.
Yeah.
What? All of our moms are a woman, mm-hmm. right? And
she can buy her own. I want her to have one. Have fun. Live life. I'm not buying it for you.
In no world would I purchase that for my mother. Or for anyone?
Really?
Yeah.
Other than maybe like a bachelorette party.
Oh my God. Okay. I have a couple things to say. I promise that before we're done, I'll explain why T-Hack did a weird shoulder shrug that had me laughing my butt off. But I want to say this. To me, I feel like gifts, the best gift is something someone won't buy for themselves. And like, there are women who feel weird about buying a Bob. And it's like...
And you're going to be the savior who comes in and buys Bobs for everyone?
I have.
You get a Bob.
Yeah, literally.
I have.
But was it someone you were mm-hmm. romantically involved with?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very different than your mother.
Not really.
He's giving them to all of us at Christmas.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
But your mom... Like, this is saying, I'm going to try to make the case. And I'm not saying I necessarily believe it, so you can stop your angry texts right now. But, like, to steel man the argument, like, Mom, I still think of you. I think of you as my mom, but I know you're a woman. So, knock yourself out. Like, there's something, like, you buy your mom a massage. I know it's not the same. But you get her a spa day, right?
Yes.
You get her.
Yeah, sure. I think it's just...
Erica gets paid to talk, and she just went...
I was out of words there.
It, I think it's weird at certain things because I had a similar experience. Let me explain.
What do you mean?
Is this with your mom?
Similar. No, okay. Listen, I think there are certain things, like once for Christmas, my wife got me a Manscaped thing. A like
the actual
a
trimmer,
a whatever. Ball like, trimmer.
Oh my and goodness!
Wait, we have a different word for Bob, but we don't. We're just rocking
berries.
Right
the berries trimmer.
Hold up! I don't know which words we're replacing, which words we're out. So we're just saying so that
it
one.
A manscaper thing.
Yeah,
and she just wrapped it, and so we're doing Christmas with her parents, and I just opened it.
What do you mean? No, no, no.
And, with her parents.
So what?
And he's opening a manscaper?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
From his their child?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And it was a little
do you know that your parents have relations? Not anymore, but they did.
Not with each other, but they're both now married. Yeah. And I would rather never think about that.
But you know.
See, I disagree.
You're thinking about your parents getting it on?
I want them to be happy, yeah. I want that to happen for them.
It's
because
not.
I'm an adult. And I can separate, like, I understand.
Okay.
That felt a little backhanded.
Childish by T-Hack.
You know, you heard it that way, but that's not what he said. He was only talking about him. He wasn't referring to everybody else in the room.
No, he was directly responding to me saying that I'd rather not think about it.
Everyone is like that. Everyone's like, oh, gross. And it's like, don't, I mean, especially my parents are still married, like, or your parents are married too. Wouldn't you want them to have a healthy relationship like that, you know?
I'm unfortunately a little bit on Erica's side. Like, my father has recently passed, but I also, like, the one time I went over there unannounced and then they just kind of disheveled showed up at the door, I was like, oh God, please no.
No
and
way.
I know that's weird because you're right. The true emotion should be, oh my God, yay, they're still, God, at that age, they're still, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm just like,
great news.
No, you don't.
Guess you don't want this, Bob.
I definitely not.
So the question is this: would you for your mom? If you're gonna, Father's Day is when you give him. This is what makes me so angry: is like, kids give on Father's Day. Here's a tie, and it's like, I don't want a tie.
Mm-hmm. What would you want as a dad? You don't know.
If I say a Bob, the whole room.
That's not what you want.
Like, no, you. I mean, you want. Relations. Guys want relations forever. Like, you just make that our present.
And you want your child to make that happen.
They need to make a little coupon book that the your wife has to honor.
The kids need to make a coupon a book bit, to make like sure their parents drawings. Get it on.
No. Just, okay. So can I circle back real quick?
Yep.
I asked T-Hack what he does for his wife right after asking if he would buy a for his mom. Oh, I just said the other word! Okay. And I said, what do you do for your wife? And you did this weird, awkward shoulder shirt.
I don't, what did I do?
I think you thought, I was wondering what you did to make your wife feel good.
Mm.
And I was like asking more what you do for her for Mother's Day. Like,
I get her a present and, which I can't say I have something, but I don't want to say.
You have it already?
Yeah, of course.
It's next week.
Is it really that soon?
Right?
It's
like mid-May. Yeah. It's like late.
Yeah.
Is it the 19th? Not the
12th? No, it's like the 11th, I believe.
Or the 11th.
Well, then it is. Okay. Yeah, it's coming.
So I have a gift. I'll do a card. And she'll get to pick whatever we do all day.
Okay.
It's just like a normal Sunday.
A Bob.
Yeah, and not a Bob.
No.
Okay.
It's not.
But here's the thing, and I don't want to get too off track because I want to keep talking about Bobs because it's making everybody else in the room uncomfortable. But most women say they just want a day off. And I find that fascinating. That, like, they don't... Like, for me, on Father's Day, I want to be with my kids.
Oh, interesting. You know, I'll probably take the kids. That's true.
So she wants time alone.
Yeah, she'll probably take a bath. I'll take the kids. Win-win.
Just time to relax. We'll go to Culver's. I can see that.
Okay.
Women work really hard.
Okay. But it's Mother's Day. Don't you want to be with your kids?
I don't have kids, so I can't.
I know that people are going to text in and say, you asked for relations on Father's Day and you want time with your kids. I want those two things separately.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
You know, I hate to say men versus women all the time, right? But I do think that I need to conduct an experiment. And this all started because my dog peed on my couch again.
Ooh. Let's go!
Let's go, Swanson. No, when I started yelling at him, he didn't stop peeing. He just looked at me and continued to pee. And I said to my fiance, it's crazy. I yelled at him and he didn't stop peeing. To which my fiance responded, he's a boy. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, he didn't say he's a boy. He said, you can't stop once you've begun. And now I'm wondering.
DX eyes right now.
Prove it. Okay, right here, right now.
I believe you can totally stop peeing if you've started.
Yeah.
If thank you. So Aaron no, agrees.
Okay,
with
for
me.
Your puppy though, he's 5 months.
Yeah, and he's a boy. So
like still learning that the couch is not the place yeah, but to pee.
You would imagine if you're getting yelled at, you'd be like. Whoa! And everything would stop.
Well, first off, you're clearly not the alpha in your house.
No, I'm definitely not.
He
has no respect for me.
Zero.
Yeah. This morning I was sitting there doing stuff on the computer, peed up my feet. We're having a hard time.
We're talking your dog, right?
Yeah, the fiance, yes.
Okay, cool.
But back to my fiance's point was, he's like, well, maybe men just can't, like, he's like, once it's going, like, you can't stop the stream. I feel bad that I'm talking about this right now.
Okay, I don't. Yeah, you can. Can you?
It's possible. I think it's hard. It's difficult. Let me say it's difficult. Let me choose a different word. I think it kind of.
Do you?
It kind of hurts. It's like uncomfortable. It doesn't hurt. It's uncomfortable.
That's you don't what think he that? Said.
It I hurts. Don't want to do this right now.
You don't want to admit to it hurting down there?
How are you in bed?
What?
Are you good in bed? Do you think?
Why would you? This is not.
I'm asking Tiak if he's good in bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 8 or 9 hours every night.
Okay. How are you during relations?
Oh.
While you're in bed.
I don't know. What do you mean?
What does this have to do with whether or not you everything can stop to do with your pee?
For a boy. Yes. Do you guys, you know what Kegel exercises are, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, boys can do them too. And they are helpful.
In both
in
the bed
relations,
and the
yes.
Toilet?
Yes, if you practice stopping, like here, ready? Look at my face.
Mm-hmm.
I just did one.
Oh my god!
You
gosh.
Can do it, Aaron. Do a Kegel right now.
I'm not gonna
just do a Kegel right now for the camera.
It's like an HR violation.
It is. It's the whole show.
That's true.
You guys can both do it right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, do it for the kid.
Like, I know.
This, I want a video of this to go up. Just ready?
Nope, not doing it.
There.
I
did a real obvious one there. Like,
actually, don't like you right now.
No, but that's, so you're, this is what I'm saying.
Is that?
Your fiance.
Needs to do Kegels?
Should probably practice some Kegels. I don't remember who the sensei was at some point. Pulled me aside and said, son, if you ever feel like you need to get a little more pep in your step in the bedroom department, practice stopping peeing. And I was like, really?
What?
Mm. Yeah. 303-222-5423. I'm not insane. Why do you guys do it? Because there's something about your, my God, this is so informative for children. Pull your kids in.
No. Like, this, keep like, your for, kids out.
For your pelvic floor kind of thing. It
yeah,
helps
but like,
you with your like.
For women, that is it feels more important than for men. Because we're producing children.
So
I'm
you're
not
doing
sure.
that for that.
I haven't had a child, so I don't really know how it all works.
But why did you first start learning to do Kegel exercises? Who told you to do a Kegel exercise?
No one.
The world? I
yeah,
don't know.
Like,
the,
what
yeah.
you mean about it's, it?
I go through this all the time, and forgive me if you've heard it before, but there's a way for a boy to scratch his berries called
pinch and roll.
Pinch and roll.
What?
Where you kind of like grab and go like, and it just kind of scratches. It just like kind of takes care of it without going.
I'll tell you right now, when I brought this up.
You did not think it was going.
I did not think we were going to scratch and berries.
So how's your dog in bed?
Bad. He woke us up in the middle of the night.
Just hear me out. Who taught you the pinch and roll?
No one. I don't know.
No one.
I don't know.
No
it just,
one. It just all of a sudden you're like, you scratch your head, you scratch your arm, you scratch everything on your body that itches one way. And for some reason, without ever being told, you just went, you're like, oh, that works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Safer.
So I'm asking you two, did the Kegel thing happen like that? For
yeah.
You just think
I would
like
say
some,
so.
You just all of a sudden you're like, ooh, I should just keep doing that.
Well, I don't like I feel like we're, I don't. Dude, like,
we are so far off the track.
Sit around and do them.
But do you?
Which, like, now I'm like, am I admitting something weird? Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know how often you're supposed to do them.
What is the regimen for?
I'll do reps.
Okay. Oh my. Oh. We were talking about her dog.
We literally lost the plot.
We didn't lose it. I stole it from the room. That okay, too. So what is your question then? Is your
it was like, just like, can boys stop peeing? And I think we got a lot of different answers.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a person who was broken down and then mad about somebody towing them.
How dare they?
How
outrageous
dare they?
I've got a story that will top that with something awful.
Oh. Okay.
So descriptive.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, so a woman from Pennsylvania.
Heck? Come on, yins.
That yins? Is a thing they say.
Yins is this way.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like use or y'all. Yins.
Interesting. Okay. Also, would never say use, but
okay.
Regardless... Everyone gird your loins because a woman was angry in Pennsylvania having a road rage incident, just okay. A lot like that.
Uh-huh.
She was upset that another driver... No, I'm sorry. She was upset at another driver, gotcha. So she stopped.
She stopped her car.
She jumped out of her car.
Yeah.
She okay. ran to the car she's mad at.
That's what we do.
She took a dump.
I'm sorry, what?
She took a dump. You guys. On the hood of this car, she was so angry. She said,
Can I just?
I get poop shy. How does one do this?
No, poop shy one, yes, for sure. But like, this has happened before on Stupendously Stupid Stories where it's like in the back of the squad car, somebody flings poo at the officer or whatever, like different things like yeah. that. Anybody in this room got one in the chamber right now?
No, that's what I was saying. How do you poop on command?
Could you really?
No, probably not. Not without my bidet.
Maybe that's why she was angry. She was trying to get to a bathroom.
Oh, like, you're maybe. Right. Yeah.
She's like, you know what? Like, you messed me up. Yeah. I'm yeah. going to come turd
you
on your
wrath of
hood. Yeah.
Okay.
I just said turd and dump in the same.
You did. Welcome.
Yeah.
My story also not from Florida.
Aww.
But it is from Germany. Yeah. Yeah, all Erica doesn't know we talk like this during the German.
I want some pretzels.
Wow, that's helpful. So this man in Germany was driving and his car broke down.
Oh.
Get to the chopper.
Is Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, he's from Austria. German? That's what makes okay. it even yeah. more
okay, I'm
ironic.
Sorry.
Okay. So a man came and said, "I will tow you."
Nine.
Yet. So the man hooked up a tow rope and they started to drive away. Then that man proceeded to drive 100 miles
oh
per
gosh.
Hour
while towing.
And he's just in his car in abject terror.
It's an autobahn.
He drove 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
The dude's trapped in his car and he's just
oh
flashing
God.
His lights and honking his horn.
Slow down, please.
Begging for mercy.
It's not a jet ski. Slow down.
Eventually, other people driving on the road called the police.
Oh my God.
And he was.
Poor guy.
Forced.
Would you
towed.
Think you were being kidnapped?
No!
I would yeah. for sure be like, I'm being kidnapped.
No, you're not. You're just getting towed where you want to go. Really, really, really fast.
Fast.
Those were all the stupid people we could find and dump upon.
No!
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.